been Adam Larry.
Skated this morning, went reasonably well. We'll see how he gets to it tomorrow.
Tyler Myers?
He had a scheduled appointment with his son today, and my understanding is all's good.
Everybody skating well out there today after a day off?
Yeah, you know what? Good pace for today. It's good that we were able to get a block of days like this that we can skate after a game and then take a day off to actually get more rest that way. So, real good pace today.
What about Matt Hendricks starting to look more and more comfortable out there and ready to go?
Yeah, he hasn't been able to get into the full hard practice and the grinding, so today was good for him to do that. He'll get 3 good days of that and see where he's at.
I saw a little bit of a smile on his face in the dressing room today. It looks like he's...
Yeah, I don't think, though. I mean, those guys... Being injured for any of them is a painful, it's an emotional experience, right? They kind of, ostracize isn't the right word, but they're part of a group, but they're not, right? They don't get to play. So those guys get pretty excited when they think they're right there.
How have you thought of Kyle Connor's first couple of games?
Liked his games. You know, I'm going to judge it from the 30-minute mark of his first game when he changed with his lines. He's got such good speed. He's not a guy that you've had to show a lot of video to in terms of positioning. Most of the area of improvement for him is an effect of you know what happens when he gets there. He's usually a pretty smart player. But those three guys, and you can see it in practice, there's a really unusual amount of speed on one line, and they turn the corner and get going up the ice. They're moving fast, so... Well, we'll see where it goes, but they certainly liked what I saw for the game and a half they've played together.
Similar question for about Connor Hellebuck. What have you seen this year in the 4 games that's been different from what you've
been? Right from training camp. He worked this summer. You know, he went and put the time and needed to at his age and where he's at to get physically stronger in that. That's the biggest thing. The mental game, it's all subjective from a coach or from anybody from the outside, what a player's thinking. But physically, he's physically stronger, and because of that, to me, he's square to the puck. He can hold his position longer. He's more powerful going across the net and under control when he does it. So he just looks like a stronger man in the net.
Would you say that physical strength leads to more confidence as well?
Anything that benefits your game leads to more confidence. So he's, we've played well in front of him. He's made a couple of really big saves at good times, kind of in each game. So, when you're stronger, you don't get worn down mentally as fast either, right? The practices aren't quite as challenging for you. You can keep your strength up and feel good. So, I think that's the big. He deserves the credit for this. He did what he needed to do in the summer. He made changes in how he trained and sought out the proper work environment for himself and improved his game.
Give us a bit of insight as to how you approach these 3 days. It kind of feels like a bit of a mini training camp again.
We went 4 of 5, so we skated the day after the Minnesota game. That was all speed, and then 48-hour block of rest between today. So we got to 5-on-5 drills 4 times today. And the rest of our focus here is part of an overall theme of increasing the speed, the rate of pace of play, how fast we are. We got a good quick team. We got some guys with good feet. But driving to pass better, skate harder, skate faster. In doing that, you're not going to grind them 5-on-5 quite as much. So we'll try to be really specific with the details of the drills that we do and then everything else that is we're going as fast as we can.
Paul, very early in the year, way too early to be looking at standings, but any read on your central division, which notoriously tough? You look right now, I think every team is at or above 500 already. Yeah.
Well, because we haven't seen them, you can watch them on TV, but you got to get down on the ice to know what they're all about. We would expect that right straight through that the Colorado had a really off year last year. They weren't as bad as their record, and they've become a lot tougher to play against, and that'll be true for the whole division. I thought Dallas made a lot of really good improvements. St. Louis clearly has weathered their injuries quite well. They've got some key guys on their lineup, and they're rolling. So no easy nights, but we've played well there. For whatever that's worth, last year's last year, but we have some comfort against these teams. There's definitely a divisional feel now. Winnipeg's been in this division kind of long enough now that you see each other enough that the teams get wired up. So it's going to be a grinder.
And then just the story, I think, in the league everybody's talking about right now is the hot start Vegas is off to. What can any team draw on the fact that you bring all these guys together and very quickly they're winning games? Is it just sort of hard work sort of trumps everything?
There's more to that than just hard work. They've got a pretty good structure of a group in terms of having the roles filled from what they need. And they're quick. Like, they've worked for their wins. They have a couple of nights of really good goaltending, but I don't see this necessarily as an aberration. Gerard does a real good job. They're structured really well. And if it'll be a little bit like, in some ways, the game that we played against Carolina. It's not a lot of fun to play that game. And they look like they're waiting for you to stop and join it, right? And then you open your game up and you try to play a different game. I've watched them play a few games. They've earned their wins.
Paul, just going back to Matt. Hendrick, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. He hasn't been able to maybe endear himself with his play. How's he done that maybe in the room, though?
Oh, if you've spent some time with him, right, he's at an age in his career where he understands the value of every day in the NHL. So coming to the rink's a really good thing for him. And he has a career of doing all the little things hard and right. We have such a young group here that from a coach's point of view, there's a value above and beyond the statistics of what will happen on the ice for this group. I see it in the practices. When he's been in our practices, the guys that he's skated with have skated hard. That's just a fact, and you can see it. So those guys then become drivers, and they set the tone and become part of the culture of your team. And after they spend enough time with your young players make that who they are. They don't have to be pushed every day to do it. And it makes my job a lot easier, right?
Do you want him in the lineup then, like on Thursday? Or,
yeah.
You know, is that kind of...
No, I want him in the lineup. What he has, we don't have a lot of. Now, he's going to have to fight like every other player to stay in the lineup every single night. But if he's healthy, I'm going to find a way to get him in.
Paul, 600 wins. I know you kind of blew it off the other day. Was it big for anybody in the family?
There's another one. Here comes another one. I don't think anybody on my side of the family contacted me. We got a few friends on my wife's side, but that was about it. You know what? Yeah, you know, the puck is sitting somewhere. Okay. On a desk somewhere. It's nice.
Okay.
I appreciate you coming back with it, but I beat it to death the first time, and I got nothing better that time. It's over.
I was going to say, when you look at the list that's ahead of you, what do you think of that list of gentlemen ahead of you?
They're all older than I am.
Other than that, and what they've accomplished, and you're in that group.
Not yet. You're in a group of a lot of games. And then there's the group of guys who won Stanley Cups. So that's the only group worth being in.
Okay.